We'll try to go duch the halachas from Dalad Minim. I want to be magdim. Said every time in Dalad Minim is different kind of halachas. The zacher that is a halacha, it's ma'akev, isn't Dalad Minim things that are chumras. It's not a ma'akev, but it's a chumra. The zacher that I called briske chumras. And Zachem, Hidur Be'alme, Kvetch, Epis. It's different levels. And I think it's important that a person, before he goes to choose Dalad Minim, he knows all of the Protim and all of the Tzuras of Dalad Minim. We'll start with the Esrog. It says in the Pasuk, Ulekachtem Lochem Bayoim Arishoin, Pri Eitz Hodo. So the Gemara has two drashas. Ulekachtem lachem bayoyim arishoy. Ulekachtem shetiyeh lekichotamo. Has to be a lekichotamo, a full lekicho. Dehainu, lekicho shleimo. That you're not missing nothing. Ulekachtem lachem bayoyim arishoy. That will be a lekichotamo, a full lekicho. Complete. This halacha is only on the first day. Chutz la'aretz, bnei chutz la'aretz, efshar on the second day, we'll see about, maybe different places. But the halacha of lekicha tamo is negat to the first day. It's a halacha to have lekicha tamo. As a nozah zach, shteit in pasuch, lekach lachem pri eitz hodo. Has to be hodo. The halacha of hodo is negat all the 7 days. So we have to know, it's a very big nafkimina in every psul, what belongs to Hodo, and what belongs to Lekicha Tama. It's negat to all the Dalad Minim. What is negat to Lekicha Tama is only in the first day, or Chutzla also in the second day. What is negat to Hodo is negat in all the 7 days. We'll see, is Zachen, that is the Indian als Hodo to have them, but they're not Me'akev als Hodo. We have to go duch. So the first halacha is a psul chosa. It's a psul chosa. We'll see about what is called chosa. But it's a psul that is called psul chosa. This psul of chosa, the ikar of the psul of chosa, is mitzad lekichotamo. Has to be a full esrog. If the esrog is missing epes, it's nishkin lekichotamo. You have to have a lekicha tamo. The esrog is missing epis, it's not a lekicha tamo. And then it's Yisrael, it's only on the first day. Chutz la'aretz, it's even the second day. This year, Be'etzem, in Eretz Yisrael, if lo yibona beis hamikdash, so taki will not, there's no inyan not to have a shalom. You could have a chosa. But, it's shitas harambam, that in the koisel, or in the old city, all of the 7 days, have ha'aloche like the Mikdosh. Gemara says, b'mikdosh, b'rishayinu b'mikdosh ha'initol kol shiva. The Rambam lives b'mikdosh goes on the whole Yerushalayim. So b'meile, if a person takes an esrog chaser and he goes to the Kaisel, so even this year could be a problem, or even in Chol HaMoed could be a problem. We have to know, l'moshul, Rabbi Eliashiv, I don't know now, but all the years Rabbi Eliashiv would go every morning to the Kaisel, Mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. So the problem, people come to the kaisel. So the meaning is everyone goes and takes a lulav. You have to know, you have to have lochem. You have to have a kosher a lulav. Sometimes busy you get to the kaisel, your lulav becomes possible already. You know, some from people that don't go to the kaisel by day, they're very nervous if they could find a kosher a esrog. You have to, yeah? If it's time to go by day, I mean, there's so much nerves about the black dots. So if they don't have to, they just don't. They don't go to the kaisel by day. They go to the kaisel by night. Now in Sefer Mikroy Kodesh, and Azay stated in the Meiri that even that Meikar Adin, the Marshal, this year you could have a chosel. saying in the second day, I cannot. Aber meika adin, you could have a chasa. Aber als hodor, hodor says also not to have a chasa. It's not ma'akev, but it's a hidur not to have a chasa. Why I'm saying that? Because of being afkimina lemoshal, we'll see about what is chasa. Some people, you know, the shadow, if it's a chasa, they start to look with a glass. Yo chasa, nish chasa, yo chasa, nish chasa. So for the first day, of a chutzlaot in the second day, of a going to the kaisel, zog the chazanish, even if it's chasa mashu, for magnifying glass, you find that it's chasa, das heißt chasa. Das heißt chasa. Masha'enken, als the chumre, that even this year, le mashu, it's Israel, on the second day, zimcha lamoed, chasa is not a psul, even if chasa is not a psul, aber als hodor, we're saying, is the Indian not to have chasa, that chasa, that you, is the Indian not to have als hodor, about if you can't see it with your eyes, is no chisaron of chasa. Because that chasa is only as hodor. So, is chasa, said, in the first day it's again. Now, what is chasa? So, we'll go, it's a couple shiurim and chasa. We'll start from the laich teichet timtze. The aloch is as in the Mishnah state, nikla for esrei kosher. If the esrig was peeled, it's kosher. Only if the whole esrig was peeled off, it's possible. So nikla for esrig, if it's not the ganze esrig, it's kosher. Now, what is nikla? So we have to know, every esrig has four chalokim inside the esrig. It's mokim azera. So when you cut the esrig open, you see inside different pits. So it's mokim azera. Then around the mokim azera is like white. It's called the bustle of the esrig. Then around that white is a green or yellow, whatever, but it's a like light green. And then there's a shiny green around it. If you take an esrig, a green esrig, you cut into two, you'll find inside like pits. Then you'll find inside like a hard, white, strong stuff. Around it you'll find a light green, and then you have a shiny green around it. Now we know that if the esrig is niklaf, it's kosher. What is called niklaf? What is called niklaf that you could peel off the esrig and it would be kosher? And the Mishnah Berurah says that the shiny part, we said it's four parts, if the shiny part of the esrig is missing, it's not called chaser, it's only niklaf and it's kosher. If that shiny part is missing. But if not only the shiny part is missing, a bit, if the green stuff is missing, a bit of the green stuff is missing after the shiny, it's already possible. And the Zogin know, even if the green stuff is missing, it's kosher, cause man, the white stuff are not missing. Chazanish says, so it's different shittas, it's hard really to paskin, it's hard to machria what is called niklaf or not. But if it's only the shiny, then if you look in the esrig and you see, this is the first thing, oy, chasa. A little of the shiny is missing. You look under it, you see the green. You see it's green yet, it's not white. So if you most shit this discussion. Now, you have to know, a lot of times you go to the seichim, oh, it's chasa. The meicher tells you, nee, it's akvetch, it's akvetch. What is that? Sometimes, he didn't take off the shiny. Just when you nail, every bocher that doesn't know how to hold the esrig, you know you hold the esrig. So then nothing happened. This, the shiny peel just squeezed in. That's a garnish. This is not possible. This is kosher lekatchila. This is called a kvetch. A kvetch. Now, even that niklef is kosher, it's very important to know this halacha. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, what would it be if the esrig is niklaf and it changes color? Not black. It changed brownish. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, even that brown normally is kosher, but if the brownish, if the esrig came because it's a peel, because it's a missing something from the peel, the Mishnah Berurah says that ainli shtamish boy, if it's on the top part of the esrig, if it, because the peel became black or white, This is Maris Psulim, we'll see later in the Pintalach, it's possible here also. But if it changed to brown, the male, a lot of times you have a peel, it's the Eitz HaTayva, you see a little scratch, you wait two or three days before you decide if you're taking this esrog or not. Because normally if it's a little peel missing, as with the days, that place of that little peel, even if it's kosher, you went to the rub, you said it's kosher. After 2 days you take off your esrog, it becomes brown. See later what happens if it becomes brown in the middle of Sukkot. But stop. You take out your esrog, and that plate that was a little scratch, it's brownish. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to use it. So even if the Rav tells you that Niklef is okay, if after a couple of days that Niklef will change, it could become possible. But the Yavid Mishnah Berurah says it's kosher. But the Katechil Zog the Mishnah Berurah not to take it. Now, what is the Shiur of Chasa? What is the Shiur of Chasa? It's a Machlekes Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold Chasa as Keisal. Some Rishonim hold Afilu B'mashu. We Machmir Afilu B'mashu. Afilu B'mashu. Now, the Chazanish said that this Mashu has to be that people can see it. If people can't see it, it's not Chasa. Now, Chaznish said, but here to see it means mamish to put it near the eyes and to see. And the black dots, we'll see later what is the shear that you could see. You could see it or not. Now, I want to explain. Some people are machmir that even if a micrograph glass, you could see that epis is missing, it's chosim. And even if you don't see it, if it's chosim, it's possible. Chaznish says, no, lanit noter lamalocha ha-shores, Hashem. You have to look, you don't have to look with glass. But you have to look very, very close. I want to explain. In a second we'll get to the black dots. There in the black dots is a shaylev hodol. So hodol means what people could see. What people can't see. It's not a chisalev hodol. We'll see later what is called people could see. How close, how far. Different shiur in what is called what people could see. Choser it's not because people could see, because it's a lekichatam. Just the Chaznish said, the Torah was not mechayev us to take a magnifying glass to see if it's a lekichatam. We could see with our eyes, but you have to bring it very close to your eyes to see. Now, what would it be if you have a Suffolk chassel? A Suffolk chassel. The essence is a Suffolk chassel. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a mashuhu, it's kosher. It's a sfek sfeker. Why? As a machlek is what is the shiur of Suffolk chassel. And even if it's chassel, even if it's a chasa, it's a suffix if it's a chasa. So if you have a suffix chasa mashu, so that's the Mishnah Berurah, you could do it. Not only that, Rav Nissim Karel is paskin that you could put it in a mufchar aleph aleph. It is not. To be a rav is very hard in Erev Sukkos. Because the person comes to ask you if his esrog is mufchar aleph aleph. If you write to him to change, you're stealing the store. It's not only a shaila, it's kosher apostle. Could be stealing the story, could be a ganef. So Rav Nissim Karel is paskin that Vada Mishnah Berurah said that the Sukhsveika is kosher. Especially in our days, in Moshe, this year, that Pshat, in the second day of Yom Tov, the first day of Yom Tov, the Raisa. Second day is the Rabbana. It's Shittas the Mishnah Berurah brings down that hold that in Yom Tov Sheni, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Marshal, that you could make a brocha and an esrog that is chosar mashu. Lekatchilenat, val be'etzem is a machlekes if it's ki'iso or ki'mashu. And Yontav Sheni is the derabonon and the shayl of chazal v'machmur Yontav Sheni alechumres. Mishnah Berurah says, if a person didn't find the esrog, only chosar mashu, he could make a brocha. And if someone has a suffix in Yontav Sheni, so it's a tris fakes. Suffix if it's chosar, suffix what is the shir of chosar, and maybe Yontav Sheni chosar is kosher. If it's mamish in the head of the esrog and you could see it, so it could be a shaila from hodo, we said. But in a normal chasa, I tell you, I have a shaila this year. It's the esrog. It's a very special esrog. Yeah, I didn't see him yet, I only heard about him. That is a suffix if it's niklaf in the bottom. Mamish, b'mashush, vice place, it's mamish, special, special esrog. Yeah? I didn't see him yet, but this is what I heard about him. Yeah. So the ma'aseh, but niklaf alein is kosher. Even if it's chasa, it's a suffix if it's a chasa, yeah? And be'etzem, Bnei Eretz Yisrael don't have. And Pashas is not chasa. So the handling is, if I will get it before Shmuel Levitz. We're handling, he has a schus before me and the answering, he didn't decide, we're handling, because if I count, are you doing this answering has? And that suffix, I have to see it, I didn't see it, I'll see it on the side. It is chasa, chvech tish genoye. But I'm saying, the nefkimina that you know this zach is, you have to know an esrig and what you're giving up and what you're not giving up. This year, chosr is kosher. This and the Neiretz Yisrael and Moshe. Chosr is kosher. This is not even chosr. Because you have to have an Yisrael. Even if it's not an Yisrael, it's a suffix. It's a niklas. Yeah? It's not Indian. Ala amdi iru. It's better to have an esrig without that. What I'm saying. But if a person knows the measurement, this is a hodo. What is the inyan to be machmir the second day not to have chosa? The whole inyan not to have it if I go to the koiso. So I can have a different essence for the koiso. Or because the me'iri says that it's the inyan. But that's hodo. There's the inyan that's hodo not to have chosa even on the second day. That small inyan that's hodo not to have chosa on the second day, I can't find such a nice essence. Chasanish, mid-alts, you know, ketalpias. So why am I machmir? Epis achosr here. What's I'm thinking? Esrei, it looks like a bull instead. So I'm saying, if a person knows the mishkel from every psul, then we get invited. Now, that is our look in the Esrei, for this becoming tak, it has to be hodo. Has to look nice. Rabbi Eliashiv is very stark. He gets Adam of the tiniest. People take all these funniest regim, they tell him it's a good achosr, you know. They don't garnish, you know, it looks like chmeis, nishkan esrik. So the first thing, hodo has to look, when he said the cheft of the mitzvah has to look nice. People come with all different shapes, yeah? It's clean, yeah? Has to look nice. Now, the chkira was, alamol had a suffix, vos heis hodo. Hodo is lefi the person or lefi the world. Lefi what you convey, what is hodo? Lefi what you convey, what is hodo? What you like, I would have felt. The Moshe, the Chassidim hold that Gartel has got a special esrig, yeah? The Litvishes, I don't know, they think it's a funny esrig, yeah? So they have different shadows and such an esrig. Yeah, but the Chassidim, like, esrig me the Gartel, go against the Zach. I had a Maisa mall in my house. It was a Yid. He's special in diamonds. So he comes every Erev Sukkos, he comes, you know, Erev Sukkos, and he comes, I pick for him my essay. So Alamol, I prepared two. You know, it's a famous Maisim in the Ger Rebbe, I heard once, and one of the Chassidim, in Litemet, as one of the Chassidim, the big Moiches Esregim, that year all the Esregim were very Shvach. Kids, he came to the Rebbe, Vos Mazayim, you know. The Rebbe told him, listen, every Chassid that comes to buy, send them to me with two esrogim. Don't give them one to come to ask me. Give them two. Everyone that came, the Rebbe said, das is shenere. This is nicer. Every host came with two. The Rebbe said, this is nicer. I can't say, this is nice. This is nicer. So I prepare from every time two esrogim. Kids, I took out one esrog. He said, Shvacha Eswig, show me another one. I took out the Eswig, oh, this is Givaldi. Don't listen, if you're asking me, I'll tell you the first one is nicer. He said, listen, Halacha you know better for me, maybe. Beauty, I deal with diamonds. Yeah? I'm telling you, the second one is nicer. I told him I don't know what is diamonds, but I'm telling you, Esrogim Ichbeis. I'm telling you, the first one is nicer. So listen, you could tell me Halacha, nice, I know what is nicer. If both of them are clean, so nice, I decide. I don't, Esrogin, Klal Yisrael decide. It's not a diamond. He said, listen, I think it's nice. When I buy jewelry, I decide. I'm buying the Esrog. I will take what is nice for me. Kids, so I called them Nissen Karelitz, Anke Fischer Zatzal, Mlever. They said, Hodo goes with what the person feels. He likes that. This is by him. Some guys like that funny Esrog. This is a Kenny Ben Dave. Who said it's nice? The other person likes a Zayas. So Someone likes yellow, someone likes green, someone likes bumps, someone has smooth, someone likes like a lemon, someone likes like a watermelon. Different people have different kind of... Every person decides what is his nicest. Ramoshe Sternbuch said, man. Ramoshe Sternbuch said, let me get lefi the world, so don't mevin him and his regim, they decide what is hodo. So don't mevin us and his regim, so don't mevin us and his regim, and they decide what is hodo. Rameir Shmulevitz wanted to tell you that it's told in the Machlekes, in the Medrash. The Gemara says that Kisei Tzilei Milchome V'Roisa Eishe Yifatoya V'Choshak Tebo. So, don't state clear that a person goes to the Milchome, I'm saying he doesn't see a Yifatoya. He still sees a Isha and he wants to marry her. It's no Heta. It's a T'nai. As if it has to be a Isha, Nishkan Zoho, has to be a Yifatoya. So that's clear. The thing was not matter. She was matter Kisei Tzilei Milchome V'Roisa Yifatoya. So Machlekes in the Medrash, what says Yifastoya? That the world thinks that he's Yifastoya? Or that he thinks that he's Yifastoya? One man Omer says, Yifastoya Be'enov. Rav Nosson says, Neid, Avzal Yifastoya Be'etzem. So Nishkin Yifastoya, he can't marry her. So he tells us that, I'm not sure, I think it's Mechalik, say. What does the Meir Shmulevitz tell you? Now, Ichal, that even if, Lama Zogun, Zog, even if the Poskim are right, that in all of the mitzvahs, you go to feed the person, the Moshul, the Chassidim think that a Torah is nice on a talis, yeah? Some Litvish are embarrassed to go with a Torah. Yeah? So, every person goes to feel what he decides. But in Esrek, it's Muchach and the Rishonim that the Hodor goes not lefi the person, lefi the Chefzev the Pri. Why? Teisa says in Leish Lulav HaGozul, Rashi says why Hodor is Ma'akev. We learn because Priyates Hodo. Rashi says, because Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Frek Teis is Zeh Keli Vanveyu, why it's Me'akev? So Teis is not mitzad Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Shtei Priyates Hodo. Vemele it's Me'akev. So Shtei do in Teis was, it's not the Hidur of Zeh Keli Vanveyu. The Hidur of Zeh Keli Vanveyu, any person decides what is Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Maybe this is Zeh Keli Vanveyu, maybe this is Zeh Keli Vanveyu. Every person can decide what is the Keli Vanveyu. By Esrek is Pri Eitz Hodo. Welche Pri dat men nemen? Pri Eitz Hodo. This is the Pri that you have to take. If this is the Pri that you have to take, Pri Eitz Hodo, so it has to be Bechefze Hodo. Now, there's another Shiloh. A person buys the Esrek. Now, he has two esrogim, a nicer one and a less nicer one. To who he has to give the nicer one and to who he takes. He has to give his father the nicer one and take himself the schwacher one. Of account. To take for himself the nicer one and to give the schwacher one to the father. So, avada, if the father pays for it, for both esrogim, avada, the father gets the nicer one. It's his. It's his money, I mean. You can't take from him. But the Shaila, no. You have your own money. Your father has your own money. The Shaila is, myself, I have dollars, meaning I buy my father. To give my father the nicer one, or to give the schwach one. So, Shemazam and Oyerbach holds, you take the nicer one to yourself, and the schwacher one to your father. Ah, you say, this is only Hidu Mitzvah, this is Kibbut Aveh. So, Shemazam, I have a better answer for you. Buy a schwacher Esrig, and buy your father a watch for the wall. For Shabbos, for Yontif, buy your mother a tablecloth. The Teretz says, I have to do mitzvahs. It's no kibud avon is the market for a mitzvah. So if Zeh Keli Vanveyu, this is the Hidur mitzvah, there's no cheshbet to make a kibud av. Says maybe a person will sell his tefillin, he will borrow everyday tefillin from someone else, and $1,000 he will buy his father a present. Not everyone was masking to this psak. There's some rabbonim hold nishna zeh. But this is what I heard from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. That the nice one goes to yourself, and the schwacher one goes to the father. So every year I say over this Maisa. Every year I say over this Maisa. So, I think 7-8 years ago, called me up a Yid from America. And told me, you said over this Maisa? I said, yeah. He said, okay, I want to tell you a story. He called from Lakewood. He said that in Lakewood, they sell challis. There's two kinds of challis they sell. They have giflach and a chalas, like band together, and they have chalas that come like with a tin. The chalas that come with a tin, this is what he tain is chotch, there's a shtick of more gishmak, they have like a bit of oil inside, so more gishmak. So he likes, every yontef, he buys himself in the gishmak, every Shabbos he goes to the store, and he buys 6 chalas, you know, for every meal, 2 chalas, the gishmak he wants. And here, Yoim, he goes to the store, he buys 6 chalas, he puts it in the back of the car, he goes in to buy some more stuff, and then Yigaman comes into the store, and he asks for the square ones, for the tin. The guy says, I'm sorry, we ran out of them. The guy said, the guy said, we're finished. He said, my wife told me in the morning before I go to learn in Vismedrash Gavoya to go to pick it up. You know, I went to learn before, I can't come home, you know, I don't have the chalas. Yeah, I said, I'm sorry, you know, we ran out of them. I said, I can't come home. So I went over to the guy. This is what that guy is telling me on the phone. I went over to the guy and I told him, take the keys to my car, go to my car, take 3 out. Yeah, 3 chalas. So I'm already out by the bus. I don't have a problem to come home with less chalas. He said, you take 3 chalas, I'll be right. So I took another 3 pashta chalas and I came home. Lel Shabbos in the Suda, I asked my kids, on what to make a moitzi? And the sweet one, we had 3 sweet ones, 3 pashta ones. And the sweet one. Or, and the one that I made a mitzvah, that I saved Yanim Shalom Bais. So this is sweeter. So, I had a suffix. So he said, I came to Abraham Kanievsky, and I went to ask Abraham Kanievsky. My kids, when they said, basically, I asked Abraham Kanievsky. And he asked of Shteyman, and they told him that he has to mention the sweet one. Reb Nissim Kareli told him, stand up, Bichlal, and that challah, that the posh one, Bichlal didn't do a mitzvah. The one that he did a mitzvah is the one that he gave the guy. This one is stand up challah. So he's going to the mitzvah, Bichlal, stand up, Amiratzes, yeah? That time, there is Golish Bichlal, I mean, there is Mishkin the mitzvah. The mitzvah is dumb. Go to Yerim's house, and your house is no mitzvah. Say, no chashmuz. He said, I wanted to ask them. I didn't have the chutzpah to ask them, so I'm asking you. I don't understand them, and I don't understand you. Your psak to give the shvacher esrik to the father. He says the famous maisa, one of the big rebbes, famous chassidish maisa, was a yid. And every year, he bought, a little yid, he bought in the shtot for 200 ruble, this esrik, thing similar to that esrik that I heard about. Yeah, mamash hazah. Shayna Esrei mit a bomb, you know, with a pita, you know, yellow or green together, as a bonik and migdol. Mamash, he would spend, and the whole shtot, you know, would come to bench and his Esrei. All the year he saved the 200 ruble. Vahir Ayoyim, he's about to go to buy his Esrei, and in the way, he passes near a house, and he hears crying. Kitzer, he gets a rhyme, he finds a Yisayim, Almona, Yisayim. Kitzer, he gives them all the money. He's left with a pole, Zolotes, a pole, Piastos. And he goes to the store, and the guy comes, he says, I'm sorry, but this year I have only a couple of piastas. So the guy takes him to the box, you know, already that he kept for the kids. And he picks up his green little, you know, lemonish esrek. And Baskerman tells him, this is what he could afford this year. Kids, in the morning, he was embarrassed, you know, Sukkot morning, he goes to shul, you know, the whole shul. He said he's going to the chassidim, no one knows him anyway. He goes to the chassidish shnibel. He'll stand in the back, puts his talis over, and he's hiding in his corner. It comes the time for Birkas Kayanim, and for Birkas Dalet Minim. And the big rabbi, I forgot his name, is about to bench on this Esrek. You know, everyone is quiet, and the rabbi says no. The rabbi starts to go back and forth in the shtibul, the smedrash. And the rabbi asks, what's the gishan? The Rebbe says, is the Esrik that Shmek Gan Eden? Is the Esrik that Shmek Gan Eden here? I want to bench on that Esrik. And the Rebbe goes around and around till he reaches Yanim's seat. He says, oh, this Esrik I want to bench. See, Shmek Gan Eden. So Frek Yanim on the phone. I'm telling you, all this is the phone call from this person. Frek Yanim on the phone, I don't understand. So stayed in der Meise, that Esrik that he was Mevater, Shmek Gan Eden. So why did all the rabbanim told me to make a moitzi and the sweet challah? The other challah shmek gan eden. You telling me to give the nice one to yourself and the shvach one to your father? Give the nice one to your father. This one will shmek gan eden. So I don't know, the answer is basically, you know, about the Teretz is that even if it's Shmek Gan Eden, and the Esrog is not enough to Shmek Gan Eden, it's a pre-Eitz Hodo. Say, Alamon, maybe Shmek Gan Eden is Eitz HaInyan. Here the Chefze is pre-Eitz Hodo. The Esrog does Zayin HaShein HaRei Esrog. Say, the Vel says, some people say, you know, meine Esrog sees rain from Bittel Teire. Rain from Bittel Teire. It's not a rain from Bittel Teire. In other mitzvahs, it's not a matzvah rain from Bittel Teire. But the chef is pre-Eitz Hodo. Rain from Bittel Teire makes me skin pre-Eitz Hodo. Rain from Bittel Teire. You schaaf at Talmud Teire. Talmud Teire can I get kolam. Chosh and Mazach. But it's not a rain from Bittel Teire. Nishto as a musik rain from Bittel Teire. It doesn't help. Push it. Now, the world asks a question. Siddur Chasim Sefer, a famous Chasim Sefer, sometimes in the middle of Sukkot, you take out your esrog, it happens a lot of times, it gets brown. Brown, brown, brown. Be'etzem, it's menumo. If it happens before Sukkot, such a sach is a puzzle. Even though it's maris ksheiros, but if it gets like brown, like rusty brown, like moldy brown, as a Zayt Chasim Sefer, if it happens in the middle of Sukkot, it's kosher. Why? It's a hodo. Maybe it's not this. And during the year, it's pos. It's machlik. It's nainu. Luyutu, it happens before it's pos. Zayt Chasim Sefer, but if it happened in Sukkot, say before it's a machlik, it's pos. But if it happened in the ma'aser, we machmir not to take it. Postul Achbeitish, a person doesn't have a different esrog, therefore you're going to shine it. And what if it happened in the middle of Sukkot? Your esrog becomes brown. Zog dechasim sefer, you could use it. Why you could use it? Zog dechasim sefer, why it became so brown? Because you use it for the mitzvah. So chidul mitzvah. We see you use it for the mitzvah so much. Ein lecha chidul mitzvah gadol mizeh. Ein lecha chidul mitzvah gadol mizeh. You can ask a kasha. We said now you saw that the pre-Eitz Hodo has to be from the esrog alei. Halacha Chasim Sefer says that if the esrog is brown, ein lecha hilu gadol mizeh. Halacha Chasim Sefer says ein lecha hilu gadol mizeh. But that's not a kasha. Because again, this is the keli ve'anveyu that we used it for the mitzvah. We spoke stam. Stam that if they're the mitzvah, the esrog, it doesn't make it a hodo. But here if the esrog became brown as mishmush hayad, and then with Abadah we could say ein lecha hilu gadol mizeh. Say the famous maaseh with the Chazanish. Chazanish once had a spot on his hat. It got dirty from dust. So someone told him, you know, you can't go in it. Nishka kovet Shabbos. Chazanish said, that's the greatest kovet Shabbos. I'm going with a hat that has dust and everyone sees I'm shomer Shabbos, I'm not taking it off. Ein lecha kovet Shabbos, gadol mizeh. Does it kovet Shabbos alein? Now, let me get a bit weiter. Sometimes you have an esrog, people don't know this halacha, it's green and yellow. Now, there's two kinds of green and yellows. It's a esrogim that are green and yellow, mixed together nicely, you know, a little bit green, a little bit yellow, shein esrog. Then it's gewaldig. Sometimes you have an esrog, one pot, strong green, strong yellow. Mamash looks like a menumo. So it's a machlekes. The Shmira Shabbos Kilchoso and Orchis Rabbeinu B'Shem D'Chaznish hold that it's possible. It's menumo. You have a lot of stores, they sell it Aleph Alephs. Rab Neuvert, he signs on the back, it's possible to change. Orchis Rabbeinu B'Shem D'Chaznish. The Sefer Arba Aminim LeMehadrin, there he brings a lot of rice that it's kosher lekatchile. Because this is called Menumo B'Maris Ksheiras, they learn Pshat in the Mishneh Berurah that it's kosher in Gansen. Again, I'm not speaking when it's stam mixed together, then Avada it's kosher. So when it's green, yellow, strong green, strong yellow, different areas inside the Esrog. Now, a person has to know a lot of times, Lamazog and Yubai Azah Esri. And in the middle of Sukkot, it becomes brown. Now, bederech klal, you have to know, if you buy a good gizunta esrik and you didn't play with him, it doesn't have to become brown in the middle of Sukkos. If it becomes brown in the middle of Sukkos, it means that they gave you a shvacher eschayro, or people play with it in the store a lot, or it was very dear for a month, you know, every day they took it out, came back, took it, they're trying to get rid of it for a month. So then it happens. But if you buy a normal esrik, good off the tree, and it was kept good, it doesn't have to happen. So I tell you a mice. Remember, when I said after my chasna, I was in England for Sukkos. I said, I have to buy a nice esrik. Remember, that day, so I went down to the Meichel Dalton in Stutt. And I got, it was cost £200 then, I got the best esrik in Stutt. Remember, he kept my shred to keep it. And I managed to get the best esrik in Stutt. The kids in Hamaisa, in the middle of Sukkos, my esrik turns brown. My esrik turns brown. Sukkos. A brown esrik. You know, I paid all my money for this esrik. I decided I'm running to the store to give it back. Mekach tos. I spent so much money. Mekach tos. I ran. In the middle of the way, I decided I changed my mind. I came back home. So they asked me why I came back home. I said, I hop like this. If I go and I return it and I taine mekach toes, so it means I taine that the mekach was never chal. If the mekach was never chal, so it means that the first day it was not lochem. So it was boch levatole. So, about the mask. Lo yitzu mekach toes is mekach toes bechefze. Lo yitzu mekach toes is mekach toes bechefze. So even if I don't return it, the mice, I never bought it. But it's mevuyin the Bisalevi that there's two kinds of mekach toes. As a mekach toes, the motion of a person buys a table and it gets delivered a chair. Even if he wants, he can't keep the chair. He has to call the store, the chair. A person orders a table, it's delivered a table. Just a scratch on the table. Then the ma'alach is, he has a right to change it. But if he doesn't want to change it, he's allowed to keep it. So this esrik is a zel begedah. It's not the pshat, I bought an esrik, a lemon and I got an esrik. I got an esrik. No boss. I have a time that if it would be a good esrik, it will not happen. So I died to the ochre I didn't buy. Why I'm saying it? So mainly, if I don't return it, say that. I'm left with a good esrik. If I return it, so lemafre I never had an esrik. If lemafre I never had an esrik, so mainly I'm either. I'm saying it happens a lot of times, guys buy a dasim. After you see guys running around, hey, I bought a dasim, they dried up, man, all tainus. Nishbeseda, yabeseda. Nishtazeposhet. If you go and return your hadassim because the guy dried after a couple of days, so kum toys that when you made a bracha, you made a bracha levatola. Love again, Vaita. A person has to be makbi not to have black dots and white dots on the esrik. I want to be master. This is a halacha that comes out hodor, the mele it passes all the 7 days. So there's three kind of dots. It's black and white that are passel. Red ones is a suffix, the Mishnah Berurah says to be machmir. Brown, don't passel. Black and white passel. Brown doesn't passel. Red is suffix in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, where is the shiur that it passels? If it's in the chelek ha'elyon shel ha'esrog, what we call the choitem, it's pasul. Afilu b'mashu. Lemato has to be shtayim v'sholosh mekoymes. We'll explain in a second what is shtayim v'sholosh mekoymes. Now, what is the mokem ha'elyon? So, everybody has to know, the higher that it is, the bigger is the problem. Like in the edge, mamish, in the nose of the esrog, mamish, chomo shebechomo. The lower you go, is less shittes. Lemaise, the shir that we are machmir is, from the place that the esrik becomes a meshupa, slantly, that the esrik starts to bend, curve up, that is the place. Now, a lot of times you have a shaila, some people have a sregim, that the whole esrik is came out like a mountain. Not mamish like a mountain, but, you know, most shitas, after 50% of the esrik, the alinu, the bottom part, even if it's going down, it doesn't have a aloch of top. But then it doesn't start from the middle to curve down. It's through the third tap it starts to curve down. Then you have to know, a lot of times you have to go to the Meir Roiz to ask. Sometimes in one side of the Esrig it goes down. Shein Esrig anyway. But in one side, the slanting already starts in the middle. The other side, it starts much later. And the black dot is in the other, in the side that is not bending down. Oh, but the Shaila is already baby because that side, it's called that it's bending down. So from where you measure, this is great Shaila from Mumche Meir Roiz. And every Esrig, and again, this Alamal the Shaila to be Machmir and how to Paskin and to give back. Not every time, but I'm saying, a person has to know. If it's not in the time where it's bending down, you could be, it's not such a problem. Now, what is the Shir Nira Layanai? Because it's Psul Hodo, Sevalis Becheft Psul Hodo, it's only if you could see it. If you can't see it, it's Nishkin Psul Hodo. So what's Machtash Psul Hodo? You take the Esrig like 10 centimeters. 10 centimeters is, I don't know how many inches, and these tiles that they have on the floor here, these are the tiles that are 30 centimeters. So you take a third. Some rooms have small ones, it's 20, so it's half. Like 10 centimeters, and you put the Esrig near you and you move it. If you don't see it, Me'iker Adin is kosher. The Machmirim, bring it very close. The more Machmirim, take a magnifying glass and they check. Why? Ah, you don't see it. So the tiny that our eyes are schwache eyes. Another tiny, the tiny that after you find it, then you can see it. Even if you take off the glass. Again. Now, you have to know, black, here you have to be a mumcha, you can't pass in yourself. Has to be that the esrig turned to become black. Sometimes it's not the esrig that turned to become black. It's different things, like the marshal little needles from the tree stuck in. Or sometimes they have the risus, I don't know how you say it in English. What? Spray that, you know, they come from the airplanes, they put that, they don't want bugs to eat the trees. Now, what happened is, what the Metzia says, what they spritz is not black. But these things, they stick to the esrig, and then they get burned in the sun and they become black. Now, Lamoshel, in Shapira Esroigim, most of the black dots are not from the esrig. Are from these things that get stuck up. Mi'ikar adin, it's kosher. Reb Nissim Karel Itztain is that if it fell on the esrig when the esrig was little, and it grew with the esrig, so even though it's not really a part of the meat of the esrig, the buffer of the esrig, but it has a din of a black dot. Now, what happens if you have a brown dot that looks black? I say what I mean. It looks black. You go to the big mumche, you look through the glass. Nah, it's a broy, it's a broy. It's not black. Reb Nissim Karel is this puzzle anyways. Because hodo, it looks black. But what, yes. So Reb Nissim, what would be if you have a dot that you can't see bichlal? Only with a glass. And then you go to the gold mumche, and it tells you that it's brown. Then it's okay. Because you don't see it with your eyes, you only see it with a glass. And then if you look with a good glass, you see that it's brown, so it's kosher. If it looks black, even that it's brown, it's possible. It doesn't have that you find out that it's black, that it's brown. Because it looks black. But if it's really black now, the shaila is, what would it be if it's black and it looks brown? Then, l'maisa v'machmer. Now, there's another zach, a person has to know, is a zach that is called bletlach. Bletlach. Every esrog, we said now, a black and a white spot is possible. Even so that a black and a white spot is possible on the esrog, bletlach are not possible me'ikar adin. I want to explain what is bletlach. Every esrog kimat has a bletlach. Now, the word bletlach comes from Yiddish. The word bletlach is a leaf. The esrog is a very sensitive fruit. If you go to the pardesim, the way they grow is, on every esrog they put a sack. Sacks, like what we have in the foot. The same one, they use them. Every esrog gets a sack miyab when it starts to grow. This is the only way to keep the esrogim good. Now, what happens is, the esrog is a very, very gentle, very sensitive fruit. Now, it starts to wind. The wind starts to blow. So the esrog is hanging in the air. If you didn't put a sack on, it hits a leaf, it hits a branch, it hits a needle on the tree. What happens is, the esrog gets a scratch. It doesn't have a din chaser, because something grew on top of it. Lo yitzu l'mosh, you take off an esrog and you see a hole. That hole happened because the tree had a needle and it made it a needle. It's chosel. But if with the time it grew back, so it doesn't have a din chosel. So the blevel doesn't have a problem of chosel. When it grows back from that, getting that bang, that scratch, that bang, it becomes like a little white on top of it. What we see in the most esrogim, we call it bletlach. Now, it's three kinds of bletlach. It's bletlach that happened because the tree gets a scratch. That bletlach, when he will be covered with a very strong, big scourge. If you take sometimes the esrogim, you see this like long, big bletlach, your mamash could fill it with your hand. These normally got a scratch, and this would happen. Is another bletlach that happened, that a little bang happened, didn't give it a scratch, so a little bit liquid from the esrog dribbled off. Again, on the tree it happened, and it again started to grow back on it, then you will see like little white sand, like little spritzes of bletlach. Some happen from the leaves. Sometimes the sun, the leaf is holding on it. Now, what is the shaila alamo? What is the problem? So the chiddush is the mishabura brings down that bletlach is not me'akev. What is the tzadar that me'akev? There's two reasons that bletlach could be me'akev. One, because it's white. Mar lavan could pass it. Chazazis is a blister. Lechura, this is a chazazis. So the psak is azay. If the bletel is not sticking out the hanger, when you go with your finger, you don't feel like a big bump, then it's kosher. If you could feel the bletel very strong, then some people will not take the bletel, they'll be choshesh to chazazis. The mehadrin take an esrog that is no, the briskets will never touch an esrog that has a bletel on the top part. They have a chash, maybe it's a chazazis, they have a chash, maybe it's considered a ma'ar lovon, and they don't take it. Rabbi Zril Oerbach paskins that it's better to take a big, nice esrog with a little bit bletlach from these people that take this little, tinny esrog, green, yeah? But it's clean, there's no bletlach. So a person has to know, alamo de shiur. Now, as machlek is poiske as manein, what would be if it's a black dot on the bletel? Today I saw five esrogim like that. A bletel, and a black dot on the bletel. Bletel alein is kosher. Well, the black dot is a mariposu. Now, there's another zach, the esrog, you have to have a pita. The esrog has to have a pita. It's two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Some people take an esrog with a pitam, and some people take an esrog without a pitam. I think the chassidim are more makpid to take with a pitam. Until a couple years ago, the litvishes were took without a pitam. Today, I think most people already tried to take with a pitam. But the way it was divided, the Klal Yisrael, this couple years ago, that the chassidim took with a pitam, and the litvishes took without a pitam. Now, let me mazbar a shtickle from where it comes, the shayla. In Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simen Tov Reish Memches, Nita Lapitom Posul. An esrog that doesn't have a pitom is posul. That's the din in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Two reasons. Odom Mishum Choser, Odom Mishum Hodom. Nafkimin on the second day. Odom Mitzad Choser, because like an esrog has an esrog and has a pitom. If it doesn't have a pitom, it's Choser. Other the reason it's possible, it's not hodah. Doesn't have his crown. Zog de Ramo. Kol ze shehoyo loy pitom venofal. Aval godal beloy pitom, kosher. If it had a pitom and the pitom fell off, it's possible. But if it grew without a pitom, it's kosher. Vechein roi ba'esregi ve'medinezu. So when you get an esrog, you have to know. If it had a pitam and it fell off, it's pasul. If it grew without a pitam, it's kosher. So the answer is, how people take an esrog without a pitam? Maybe it had a pitam and it fell. The best thing is to have a pitter. So why the Litvishes took without a pitter? First, it was very hard to get an esrog with a pitter. The tree, we said, it's a very delicate, very sensitive tree. And the pitmim, I know myself, when I went to the trees, you touch the esrog, the tree like this, and you have a rain of pitmim falling on you. Now, Poseidon. So, but why not to try? The lemon is a very strong tree. The esrog is a very shvacha tree. The lemon is a very strong tree. But they're very similar. So it's a very poshta eitzah. You take a little bit lemon, and you make a cover. What? Yeah. So if a mele like this, it grows better. Now, if you make a cover, it's possible in Gantz. So it's different tricks what they do. They take, you know, they have like good lemon lemon juice, pure, and they take like with a needle and they give some shots to the tree of the esrog. You don't see no difference, and the pitmim start to come out. This is the reason you can't stand by a moicha if he doesn't have a hechsher. And even when he has a hechsher, you have to know who's hechsher and on what is the hechsher. On the store, on the person, on the esrog, on the adasim, on the, you have to know. To know what is the hechsher, yeah? You have to know what is the hechsher. The marshal, I remember we're going to Pardesim of Esrogim. So the way they did it is, they have a huge Pardes of Esrogim, and near they have a huge Pardes of lemons. No kobach, a kosher hechsher. The bees go from one to the other in the flowers. This is mutar. Hashem didn't say you have to stop the bees. So just we help the bees. So you take an esrog, you surround it with lemons, the bees have to stop in the way, and like this they get the powder from the flowers when the esrog, and this is mutar because I'm not doing it by a dime, and Hashem never said that every esrog, you know what bees stopped on the flower. There's no need to stand matzir, ktsira, yeah, mishas ktsira, but esrog is nishtokim mishas perach, yeah, to stand to be shame. But b'meile, the Litvishes didn't take esrogim with a pitem because the esrogim that had a pitem had a big chashash that they're not esrogim. This is the reason the Litvishes didn't take. It's a big chashash. What happened? Why it changed? It changed when America went to Vietnam. America had a war years ago in Vietnam. So there they're going, you know, were hiding inside the jungles. So like this, they were killing, you know, American soldiers one after each other. So when America decided how you get rid of them, they took chemicals and they covered the whole place. And like this, with a chemical war, they killed all the people, all the other country. Was a Jewish soldier in the American army. Now, in that place, in that jungle, was trees of oranges, a lot of trees of oranges. Was an American soldier, and he was also, you know, from the ones that knew the secret that America is just using these achim to, you know, to throw chemicals to kill the other people that are hiding in the forests. And after they threw the chemicals, he sees all the oranges got pitmin. All the oranges grew pitmin. Oranges and lemon and esrogim are all in the same family. So the kitzur, they made research, and today when they plant the esrogim, they give them the zevel, you know, all the different chemicals that they put through the tree, the nishkin kilayim. They put these chemicals, and the esrogim started to come out with pitmin. So today, we have pitmin. Now, more from that. You have to understand, the problem is like this. While today, you see, you already don't remember, you're already growing into the new generation that you see pitmin all over the place. I remember when I was a kid, to see an esrog with a pitmin, it's like you make mishana brias. A Litvish of Ismail, you see, I ask with a pitem. Echod le'elef. Today. So what? Now I want to explain why today it's so important to take a pitem. We say nochabot. In Shchonoruch state, nital a pitem possible. An essay that the pitem fell off is possible. There's nothing more to do about it. So the Ramah, if it grew without a pitem, it's kosher. V'chein roi v'sreigim v'medina zeilu. In our countries, it grows without a pitem. Lemaisa, I want to tell you, if you go to the Pardes, every esrog in the world starts with a pitem. There's no mitzias of an esrog that starts without a pitem. But the place that the flower is, there is the pitem. There's the mitzias. If the pitum fell when it was on the tree, it's not a psul. It's only possible if it came to the store and you picked off the pitum. But it fell on the tree. Now here's a machlekes. Rabbi Eliashiv holds that it's only kosher if it fell on the tree in the beginning. When it was small, shlish, maybe even a little bit. But if on the tree it was grow, and it had a pitum, and the pitum fell off, ish b'seder. Shem Zalman and Chazanish said, no. If kol zman on the tree, it fell me'elov, not b'de'odom, it's kosher. Now, this is the reason Rabbi Eliashiv is very machmir to have a pitum. Because he holds that a lot of the pitum that we get today could fall very late on the tree. But the kula alma, if it fell later, it's possible. So the Maaseh, how you know if it fell on the tree early or it fell much later? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down as a kind of crown that you could see in the place of the pitum that you could know if it broke later or it broke before. So Mela, when a person takes an esrog without a pitum, he has to know, it's not glad. Oh, an esrog without a pitum I could take. It's an ishtazeh. He has to know, you have to go to a mumche. He looks with a glass and tells you if it's okay or it's not okay. So this is the reason, one of the reasons that Lemaise, a lot of people today are machmir to take an esrog with a pitum. Now again, you have to know. If the psul of without the pitum is mitzad choser, so it's only on the first day. If the psul of pitum is mitzad hodol, it's nogia also on the other days. Now the shiur of a esrog has to be like a tchile 100 grams. Meikar hadin 55 is also enough, but like a tchile the shiur of the esrog has to be 100 grams. Love again, it's a tzaret nabisul afalulev. Lemaisa, I think it's harder to find a kosher lulev than to find a kosher esrog. In America, it's not harder than the old days. You pay for the esrog, you get everything. Here, most places already, the lulev costs even more from the esrog. It's pashtas, if you understand the lulev, a kosher lulev is hard to find. Kosher esrog, kimat ala esrog, ima kosher. But a lulev, very hard to find a kosher lulev. So let me again, what is a lulav? To look for a lulav. A shear of a lulav has to be 40 centimeters. Now, from where you measure the 40 centimeters, you measure from the bottom of the lulav, not from the place, you have to hold the lulav, not from the bottom to the top. And the bottom of the lulav is two leaves that come out. You go to the bottom leaf, where the leaf comes out. Most, a lot of times the bottom doesn't have a leaf yet. Where the first leaf comes out, you measure from that place till, not till the edge of the lulav, till the place where the tiyomis comes out. The shedres, the bone of the esrog, of the lulav. So it finishes with two leaves. Where the leaves come out, that place is the end of the measurement. You have to have 40 centimeters, you have a lot of little lulavim that don't have a shear. Not more from that, lekatchile, you even don't measure from the place if the leaf comes out. You have to have another two leaves that coming out. Nahainu, you take two leaves, you don't measure them, and then you start to measure. Because mechateis is called a lulav at the bottom there. But a person has to have 40 shear in the shedra. This is called the shedra. And you have to have 40 centimeters in the shedra. Now, the lulav has, the ikar part of the lulav is the tiyomis. The tiyomis is called the middle leaf in the lulav. The middle leaf is called the tiyomis. Now I want to explain the tzura sadvori. The way the lulav goes is a shedra. A leaf in this side, a leaf in this side, a leaf in this side, a leaf in this side. Every side has a leaf. You come to the top, is the middle leaf. That middle leaf is called the tiyomis. Now, every tiyomis is a middle leaf that he's made from a double leaf. Every leaf of an esrog, you could really, from a lulav, you could separate the two and you'll have two leaves. So the middle leaf is called the tiyomis. That tiyomis, you could separate the two. Sometimes some lulavim finish with two tiyomis. One, you open one, you come to the top, two leaves are coming out. Me'ikar adin, both of them have the aloha that is called tiyomis. We'll see about the gabi different alochas on the tiyomis. Both of these leaves have a shame of tiyomis. Now we have to know, some people are machmir, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down, but it's a chumre b'shem de ge'oinim, that the lulav that has two tiyomis, if it came together, the ayinu, these two tiyomis, the middle leaf was two middle leaves, and they had a korah that was connecting them, and you separate them, it's nechleko atiyomis and it's possible. So a lot of frum people don't take a lulav that has two tiyomis. I know my father never touches a lulav that has two tiyomis. But some people use, I think they're in the Mufchar Aleph, they put two tiyomis. Now, long again, now we're at enough one tiyomis. You have a lulav that you have a tiyomis. The aloha is like this. Lekatchile, we machmir that middle leaf will be closed till the top. Nechleko atiyomis, if that leaf separate, so mi'ikar adin, if it's more from 51% close, it's kosher. If it's more from 51% close, it's kosher. Aber lekatchil, the Mishnah Berurah says, to be closed, only to be left a tefach open at the top. Lekatchil, zog the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion, it has to be closed till the top. Mamash till the top. Aber the Mishnah Berurah says, and if you don't have one that is closed till the top, you could bench on yours if it's still a tefach, and you don't have to bench on your friends. Abul Amais is the inyan that will be closed till the top mamish. Why? Why it has to be closed till the top? The Amais, if it's open a little bit, mach nicht reis. Zog der Ritva, because soifili posach al yedei ananui. It's only to be open al yedei ananui. Kolayimili posach ki posuach domi. So Mr. Yanke Fisher and Rabbi Nissim Karelli told that you could take like crazy glue and you could glue it together and it's okay. Some boichim do it for you. I remember it was 1 year, it was an avli here. It was a guy who was selling this beautiful love. No one knew from where he got it. Till they found out, they took like, you know, like this sharp knife and he just cut, you know, made it the yamis a bit shorter and it was close till the top. Some just glue it. But you have to know that Me'ikar Adin could be a tzeket. Now, when Nechleko Atiyemis is possible? The first day, Chutzal, second day, or even all the other days? The Mishneh Berurah holds only on the first day. Or Chutzal, the second day. Chalamoed, it's kosher. Then Nechleko Atiyemis is mitzad lekichatamo. Rabbi Kivi Eger says no. Nechleko Atiyemis is mitzad. Nechleko atiyemes is mitzad hodo. Mele all the 7 days it has to be closed. So lemaisa we choshish to Rabbi Kivi Eger. Aber why is nafkemine? No, in the second day, if it's open a little bit, it's like a fake. Now, there's a new shaila that you don't find in the Mishneh Berurah, and this is perhaps one of the biggest hacks in the lulav. The Herzachayim good. We know, I'll masbit you. The middle leaf, we said this is the tiyomis, so it's like a double leaf like this. Right? This is the double leaf, it has to be closed till the top. Now, is aloha, what it be, sometimes you have a tiyomis that has only one leaf. Hashem made that middle leaf created from one puzzle. Now, what happens today, and it's a sign that the Poskim and Shavu never spoke about it, you find the tiyomis, a double leaf, but what happens is, one is a bit shorter from the other one. 98% of the lulavim are like that. It's closed completely, but it's not mamish closed till the top. One is a bit shorter from the other one. It could happen in the height, and it could happen in the reichav. One is shorter. One is narrower. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, hold on. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that the Chazanish was not machmir. Reb Eliashiv is machmir and Gantz. Shlomo Zalman says that if it's roiv, it's okay. If it's roiv, order to the roichav, order to the goiva, it's okay. Reb Eliashiv is machmir. Now he says if it's not niker, it's okay. Now, what is the shir of niker? It's three shmuas b'shem Reb Eliashiv. Two people say 2 millimeters, some people say 3 millimeters, some people say 5 millimeters. Different shmuas, different ulavim, different times. The machmirim, machmir that will be perfect till the end. What? 5 millimeters, not 5 centimeters. 5 millimeters are half of a centimeter. And an inch, I think you have 3 or 4 centimeters. So 2 millimeters is like, you almost can't see it. Again, the machmirim are machmir that it will be mamish close till the end. The seder. And this is the problem, Be'etzer, to find a good lulav. Go, you start to see now, you see every lulav. You find, oh, it's givaldic in the top. The leaf in the middle is missing a ganze shtickel. A ganze shtickel is missing in the middle. Now, nikta. What would be if the lulav is nikta? The tiyemis is nikta. Zog the Mishneh Brura es posul mitzad hodor. May the Mishneh Brura passes it all the 7 days. You get a good lulav, you bump into someone, la'anuim, it's possible. Now, the Mishneh Brura learns because hodo. The man is not the Mishneh Brura, has to be near a line. If you look at it, it doesn't look chopped off. It's okay. And brisk, the machmer afilu b'mashu. Now, as a zach, this has to be a couple years into the business, mizor. As a mumchius with a magnifying glass to look in the edge of the lulav, in the edge of the leaf, and the top of the edge of the leaf is a little circle. You only can see it with a magnifying glass. If you have that circle, you know it was never chopped. It's mamish in the edge and the edge of the leaf. If you're not a mumchi, you'll never see it even with a glass. I mean, you have to be careful because you come with a glass, but they're not mumchim. They never see it because they make it niktam every time when they come close with the glass to see it. But as a mumchi is to see it, you have a ganze number for it, and that little hole, this is a simon, looks like a half a circle as a, then you know that it's not nikta. Now, a lot of times, the edge of the tiyomis has a koitz. A koitz is like, it's not from the leaf, it's like an edge, like a needle that comes out, it's like very light brown, something you have to love and I have like mamish, a long one. If that breaks, it's not a chisson of nikta. Now, what if a person has 2 tiyemis? He said, some people are machmir not to take it. But some people take 2 tiyemis. A person has 2 tiyemis, and one of them was nikta. The Mishneh Brura says that it's kosher. Chaznish says that it's pasul. Now, there's another psul and a lulev. It's called hemnik. If the lulav looks like a hemnik, it's possible. What is a hemnik? So a hemnik is really that the lulav finishes like this. Like a fork. It's more like, you know, sometimes you have a fish fork, so one of the teeth is like a little, like you have these pens that have like a, I'm not sure if like a V. A V is for sure hemnik, but even less from a V. Now, you have to know, what is the shear of a hemnik? Some rabbonim are very makel. They mamish need like V to say a hemnik. The Shmir Shabbos holds, it could be closed completely and it could be a hemnik. You have to have mumchias for that, but you have to know again, we learned that if it's open a little bit, it's okay. You have to know, open a little bit could be okay. Open a little bit could be okay, but it could be hemnik and then to be possible. Als nechlak, we said, efshel mashu could be kosher. But even at nechlak, as mashu could be kosher, but if it looks like a hemnik, it would be possible. Now, as another aloche, yavish. What would it be if the lulav is yavish? So the halacha is like this. If roiva alim yeveshim posul. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, what would be if the tiyemes on top is dry? Posul. Again, lekatchil ektsas, v'diyeved rubay. So lekatchil the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, that even mashu from the tiyemes will not be yavish. V'diyeved the Mishnah Berurah says rubay. Now what is yavish? The Ramah says that if you take your nails and you crumple it, it becomes like a powder. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, even if it doesn't come like a powder, if it's white completely, that it doesn't have nothing green inside it, it's also possible. Till here it's good. The problem starts, and a lot of the lulavim today, it's not white, and it doesn't get burned, crumbled by the nails. It's brown, very brown the edge. Why it becomes very brown? Because the sun, the lulav is standing every time, the lulav is the spitz, and the sun shines on it, and it burns. If the sun shines on it and it burns, the mele, it's brown. So the Mishnah Berurah holds, kol zman, it doesn't crumble, even that it's brown, it's kosher. In Brisk, they hold that the burn is called Yovesh, and the Mele, the Brisk is a machmir, that the lulav will be green till the top. This is what they call in the market Briske Lulavim. Briske Lulavim means that the edge is not brown, the edge is green. So what, when first says a good Briske Lulav means it's green till the top, closed completely. The leaves are choyfe and ganse. Such a lulav, you could go through 500 lulavim and not find even one. This one is hard to find. Some people claim that you could paint it with green, but I'm not going in to that shita, and Brisne for sure don't want it. Now, there's another zach in the lulav, is called a kneppel. There's the way they call it in our lashon, kneppel. It's a kaftar. The leaf just bends. The Rosh said that he will take alamolek nepple. Zog the Rosh, like this I know it's not niktam. Zog the Rosh, like this I know it's not nechlak. I know it's good. As I zog the Rosh. That ani lokachti tamid different rishonim hold that it's possible in ganzen. That if the leaf is bent down, it's possible in ganzen. The Litvishes don't take a knepel, the Chassidim take a knepel. The Litvishes don't take. Now, Reb Nissen, so I'm saying, like, if a person doesn't have a minig, don't take a knepel. If you don't know what is your minig, you don't take a knepel. You have to have a minig to take a knepel. Now, a lot of times, you don't have a knepel, but the top of the leaf is like a little circle-ish. Reb Nissim Karali told that it's okay. Reb Nissim Karali told that it's okay. Now, there's another aloch in a lulav. The lulav is not allowed to be bent. Kofuf posul. Now, what is bent? I want to explain. Every lulav has four sides. Right, left, front, back. The tzadim that it's possible, if it's bent to the right or bent to the left, it's possible. Or if it's bent to the front, it's possible. So what is front and what is back? So if a person everyone will hold a lulav in his hand for a second, just imagine you holding a lulav. Normally when you hold a lulav in your hand, the shiny part is facing you, the shiny of the shedra, the leaves are facing the tzibul. In that case that you're holding a lulav in your hand, and the shiny is facing you, to the right, puzzle. To the left, puzzle. To away from you, puzzle. If the shiny towards you is bent, it's okay. Now, the shiny is, what is the shear that it's bent, that it's puzzle? No one knows klal. Yesh oimrim kekeshes. Mamish like a half a moon. Yesh oimrim poches. The Mishnah Berurah says, lekatchile Yoshor Kesharvit. See, people hold the lulav and they look. Yoshor Kesharvit. Now, I want to be master, the klolim. Okay, if you try to find mamish a statement, a briska lulav, 1,000 shekel maybe you will get one. But when you're looking for Yoshor Kesharvit, is be'iker, first, the hidur is mamish straight like a ruler. But if it's bending one of the sides, right, left, or bottom, then the lekatchil is taken out to take it. When it's bending, a lot of times towards the shiny side, so then it's kosher. Nahidu, lekatchil straight is the best. But when it's not straight, the shiny, how much not straight it is. So when you machmir, you have to know lekatchil you want a straight one. Then said I can't find a straight one, but lekatchil. Not to take one that is bending to the right, to the left, or to the bottom. Again, b'di'evet, if it doesn't look too crooked, me'iker adin is kosher. It's late, so let me get to the hadassim a little bit. Hadassim, the shear of hadassim is 30 centimeters. Person has to have hadassim 30 centimeters. From where you count the 30 centimeters that is kosher? From the bottom leaf, not from the wood. The wood animal adds a little bit. From the bottom leaf, you count 30 centimeters. Rabbi Sadianke Fisher holds, you can add even the wood. Now, what is Mishulesh? That three leaves come out from the same place. Now, the Betzias, it's kimat impossible to find that dasim. Today everything comes in packages, yeah? You send the mitzvah up to Hashem with a package, yeah? I said, love it, they'll open the check if you had a really hadassim or not. I alamol by myself, when I can't check, I buy three packages, I find inside three good hadassim. Now, you have to add that the three leaves come out from one place. Now, this is kimat impossible. So I want to be masked. The three leaves have to come from the same level place that are coming out from the tree of the hadassim. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says is a musig of chutamakif. Chutamakif. What does chutamakif mean? All the hadassim today work with chutamakif, the one that have the hechsherim. I will explain. Chuta Makif will say, Lama Zogin, we have a Hadassim. We'll say every place that the Hadassim come out, it takes like 2 centimeters. So a person has Hadassim. The first leaf comes out in the bottom 2 centimeters. The second one comes out in the Lama Zogin number 2 and number 3. The other one comes out in number 3 and number 4. So these are Hadassim apostles. Because there's no one place that the three leaves are meeting together. But if you have one is coming out here, one is coming out here, and one is coming out here. But you could meet all the three in one point, you could make a string, and you will touch the place that the hadassim come out. B'di'evet, without a chutamakif will be, that the top one meets the middle one, and the middle one meets the bottom one. It's also okay. One meets one. Nahinu. Lekatchila is mamish that the bumps are coming out from the same level mamish. It's very hard. But second step is chutamakif. That is one place that all the three meet. He's much more up, he's much more bottom, but it's one place that they meet. But the evidence you could be machshir if the top one meets the middle one and the middle one meets the bottom one. So that's a mishpocha asa. It's also okay. Now, lekatchila, you have to have the whole 30 centimeters meshulash. B'di'evet, even roiv is kosher. Lekatchila is a chumre nadasim that the leaves will meet each other. The hainu that you have every three leaves, when you bend them, they will reach the leaves of the other three. Sometimes you will have nice adasim, but if you try, the leaves are short leaves and a space. Even if you bend the leaves near the wood, they will not reach each other. Now it's a chumra that the leaves will be full and not broken leaves. A very starke briske chumra is that the top of the adasim will be brown and not green. I mean the top, the wood of the adasim, with the adasim finish, sometimes some of the adasim is like green. The edge. The wood, when it grows, the branch, is green. So in Brisbane, all this, you can adasim, this is leaf. So they want that the whole thing will be brown. As Rabbi David Soloveitchik says from his father, now, it's a big shaila. I'll tell you interesting mice that happened to me this year. What would it be if a person has mishulash? He said, like a tchila roiv mishulash is kosher. He has such a hadas. Here he has 2 centimeters, 2 tfochim mishulash, a little bit shaita, 2 centimeters, 2 tfochim mishulash. Altogether, he has mishulash, 5 tfochim. They're not standing together, the 5 tfochim. Rabbi David Soloveitchik says b'shem his father that it's kosher lekatchila. It's kosher lekatchila. Some people say it's kosher, but not lekatchila. Some people say it's kosher, but not lekatchila. I got 3 weeks ago, Erev Shabbos, Mamish, I'm about to leave my house. Someone calls. So I said, really, I was very too close to Shabbos. I can't go to the phone. So my Rebbetzin picked up the phone. It's a dachuf shaila. So I thought I'd say that they could ask you, and you asked me, I'm not going to the phone, it's really too close for me for Shabbos, I don't speak on the phone. Say that. So what is the shaila? They want to know if hadasim, I spoke 3 weeks ago, yeah, the mishulish has to be together, or it could be separate, like what I'm saying now, b'shem Rav David, b'shem his father. So I said, call after Shabbos. No, I'm calling from America. It's a very important shaila. I need to know now. So I said, it's better than it's mishulish and gansen. It's kosher. Some people say it's the katchila. I want to know if it's the katchila or not. So I told my rabbis and tell him, you can't sell the packages and say in my name that it's kosher. So why a person calls 3 weeks Erev Shabbos? Well, his sukkah is going to shakel us. It's the chub Erev Shabbos. You know, Mika and Hillel, what he wants to check, and I get angry. So what is coming to check Erev Shabbos? Tell us, he's packaging now the packages, and he wants to put them inside Mufchar Aleph, and then they'll tell him, Zdishkin Kosher. So I called out Yisrael, I got a psak that it's okay. I said, Irzog Tzu, you can't say in my name that it's the Katchila. Lom again weiter. Aroves. It's very late, so we're in Mekatzer in the Aroves. Now Aroves is connected to the Rishoyim Alemol. As I state that, you know, the Esra connected to the Tzadikim, the Aroves are connected to the Rishoyim. But the problem is, in the Rishoyim, a lot of people, because of the Rishoyim, they're not Yoytze every year, Dalad Minim. They think the Aroves are connected to the Rishoyim, so they leave the Aroves, you know, it's embarrassing sometimes to look at people, it's Dalad Minim. You see this crumble Aroves, Dalton, yeah? Rishoyim, yeah. But lemaisa, you're not yoytze. You have to know arba minim. If you don't have the arba minim, it's possible. Now, let me get first. What is lekatchila? What is me'akev? The chumra in the arovis is to have a lavluv. What is a lavluv? The lavluv is that in the edge of the arova, it finishes with a leaf. Now that it almost finishes with a leaf and a little knage, mamash, you can't find the edge. You go to the edge of the branch. This nice leaf comes out. It's a lavluf. What is the chumra of the lavluf? First, you know that it's not niktam. And also, it looks much nicer. Now, lekatchile, you have to have leaves that go up way and not down way. A lot of times, the aroves, after they get dry, as if they're showing the leaves just like sleeping down, you know. As if I slept the leaves, yeah? The whole aroves look like the leaves have to go top. Is it sad that if it's not, could be you're not yoytze? I don't mean if the leaf goes like this and it circles, curves down, I don't have a problem with that. I'm speaking that sometimes the leaves become very weak and they just go to sleep. It's not kederek gdilosoy. The same thing the aroves. Sometimes the aroves become tired. The top of the aroves just decides to lean to go to sleep. Could be you're not yoitze. So the eitzah is if you have such zachenes, at least to tired that will be standing straight. But if you have such aroves that a mamish no koyach in the aroves, better to change the aroves. Now, lekatchila, the chumris on the aroves is to have all of the leaves and not broken leaves. Yovish is possible. The veld doesn't know. Yovish, we said, if you touch it and it crumbles, it's yovish, it's possible. The Mishnah Bura says, if it's green, even if it crumbles when you touch it, if you will pull it with water, and it will come back to himself, then he's kosher. But if it's white a little bit and brown, and you touch it and it crumbles, it's possible. The Prima Godim says, even in green, if you touch it and it crumbles, it's possible. People have to know, people are spending $100 for an Eswig, and then they have these Arovis, you know, if you touch it, you know, you hear the noise doing davening when they touch the Arovis. Could be in that Yaitz Arba Minim. Especially today, you can mamash change the Arovis every day. Now, as an Inyan Lekatchile, when you tie the Dalet Minim, that the Shedra of the Lulev will be sticking up on top of the Adasim and the Arovis of Tefach. It's very, very ma'akev. And it's not ma'akev with the Eved Mamish, but it's me'ikar adin. People don't know it. Not that the leaves of the Lulev will be sticking up. The Shedra of the Lulev will be sticking above the Adasim and the Arovis of Tefach. It's very late.